when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Telethon?
Big weekend of telethon. How insane. Like, we thought, well, they cracked it at, I think it was 48
last year. I think it was in the 40s.
Year.
It was in the 40s,
but you cracked it already, and then big Marky Mark comes out with the 10 million. From the state government.
It's just insane. It really
is. Do you think
is.
It was kind of like rubbing it in the rest of the country's face as well?
Oh,
you know,
clearly.
Just like, look what I can do.
Oh, by the way.
10 mil.
Here's a little thing I found down the back of the sofa. $62 million. You just, like, you know what? I remember when they used to dance when they hit a million.
Yeah.
I remember when the 2 million grand total for a weekend was a big deal. And now they kind of reach that in the first 5 minutes.
Like, oh yeah,
it's just, and you can't. You do keep wondering, how do they keep going? How do they go next? Where do they go
so
from here?
So much money.
And this is not even in the traditional format, given the fact that it's still in the weird world of COVID. Like it wasn't even a regular kind of telethon. But anyway,
crazy,
amazing,
and goes to a good cause. So.
Was it 300,000 for Mr. Gilardi's eyebrows?
Yeah. Well, he wanted 500. He didn't get it, but he still shaved them off. And can I say when he said shaving them off, I thought he was shaving them off. He just got a trim. Well, I was a little disappointed, to be honest.
Well, I didn't get a good close-up. I couldn't quite see what was going on in there. I saw something there, but I thought maybe that was just like the aftergrowth. You know how it started growing back
already. They already grew back. No, I thought that he was going the full hog, like bald eyebrows. I mean,
not so.
No, well, it was just a trim. Didn't look much different, to be honest, but... Hey, you got 300,000 for it. That's all that matters.
I'll tell you what, if I shaved my eyebrows, there wouldn't be hundreds of thousands of dollars going anywhere, I'll tell you.
No, exactly right.
Hats off for all of that. All round. That's a fine
effort
all round. So, you know who else is back, apart from Slim Shady?
Who?
The mayor. Rhys Williams has been returned as Mandurah mayor. And Deb Hamblin has become the first female mayor of Rockingham. That's
there
the
you
big
go.
News out of the local elections. There is a little bit of moving and shaking, I notice, out of the local elections. But there you go, yes.
Mm.
It's consistency at the top in Mandurah. And a new chapter for Rockingham. So there you go.
Yeah.
Some exciting
nice
stuff
work.
There. And look, some good news on the COVID front. Sydney's looking forward to, well, already enjoying less restrictions.
Yeah.
And there's relief for Melbourne, like the lockdown set to wind back on Friday. So people, I can't believe it's like a month since people have been able to leave their homes and travel
crazy,
freely.
Crazy, isn't it?
But that's what they're looking for. And schools also slowly reopening over East. So that's...
Yep, they've all given up.
At this point in the year too, like, you know, right at the very last term.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, good news for them.
Yeah, there's lots of reasons to be cheerful on the Eastern Seaboard today.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, first off, the Mandurah Boat Caravan four-wheel drive and camping show is on this weekend, Friday through Sunday.
Nice.
So obviously there's exhibitors from all of those categories. There's kid shows, there's the BMX stunts, live music and more. You can go to, now this is a weird website, you can go to mandurah.show for details.
Yes.
And I thought there was something wrong with that and I looked it up and it's right, mandurah.show.
There you go.
Yeah. It's also where you can book tickets if you want to go.
Okay.
October's the month for a pink ribbon breakfast.
Oh.
It's a chance to host an event sometime this month and help raise funds for breast cancer.
Lovely.
Go to mbcf.org.au to find out more and register your event. NBCF is, if you're wondering, National Breast Cancer Foundation.
There you go.
And today is National No Beard Day.
No
so
beard.
I'm already onto it. I noticed you are too.
Yes.
Nice.
Especially for today.
Which I suppose ties in nicely with the eyebrow trimming action possibly that Tony Gilardi underwent for telethon.
Just go the whole face while you're at
it.
Well,
I was just saying, after all, who doesn't refer to their eyebrows as eye beards? I know I do. Yeah.
Obviously, everyone does.
Clearly, yeah. Or anyway, you could perhaps just trim your chin beard if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to be more traditional about it.
Keep it clean shaven today.
That's right. That's the plan. A 24-year-old woman in Turkey is now officially the world's tallest woman, Nikki.
Oh.
Guinness World Records have just declared Rumeysa Gelgi, who stands at 7 feet, 0.7 inches, or if you like that in the new money, 231 centimetres.
Wow.
Yeah. Not that I really know what the new
crazy.
Money... Height is the only place where, like, feet and inches still work for me.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Really, I don't really get how tall someone is when you say 231 centimetres, but that does seem like...
Well,
a
if you know how tall you are, I mean...
Well, I don't. That's the problem. In centimetres, no, I don't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 165.
Okay. Right. So she's... almost twice you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tall.
Well, she's the world's tallest woman currently living.
Right.
That's the deal. She has a rare condition called Weaver syndrome that means she probably won't take advantage of her height on the basketball court because she walks with the help of a frame.
That's sad.
But she's used her platform to educate others about rare medical conditions like hers. Her advice is every disadvantage can be turned into an advantage for yourself. So accept yourself for who you are, be aware of your potential and do your best.
Oh, that's good.
Like in her case, I bet she's the first one they call when they need something off the top shelf.
Yep.
You know? And apparently tall folks earn more on average. Too, and they're generally considered more attractive.
Wow.
On average, that is. Mm. Like, probably wasn't the case for Hagrid from Harry Potter, but, you know, the theory's there. Also, this October 18, it's quite a good combo, these two things. It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Nice.
It's also World Menopause Day.
Okay.
So I figure chocolate
could help.
Might just ease the transition.
Perhaps.
I'm not a doctor, but I've heard that.
Give it a go. Now, if you're looking for a way to combine Oktoberfest and Halloween, this sausage company has the perfect thing for you. So these butchers have come up with a new flavour of bratwurst.
Right.
It is the candy corn flavour. So it's...
Wait a minute, so that what, like, as in like coated in...
No, it's inside the sausage,
it's
inside. So it's minced with the meat.
So it's not like a sausage has been coated like a toffee apple.
No. Well, the candy corn's those little, like, they look like corn kernels. So they're little, like, I think they're like vanilla kind of flavour.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they're made to look like corn kernels.
Do you know what? This sounds like the ultimate food for the royal show. If they're not selling these at the royal show, I don't know what's wrong.
Gross. So, yeah, they've made a spooktober package of this disgusting bratwurst.
Wow.
They say it has a slight sweet flavour to it, slightly sweet and not scary at all. I don't know. I'm pretty scared by that.
Yeah.
Sweet sausage meat just doesn't sound right.
No, that's terrible. Okay. I don't think it'll be a big seller over here.
No.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And now delivering entertainment news straight to your door, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. DC have released trailers for some of their biggest upcoming releases, including The Batman and Black Adam. Now, The Batman stars, of course, Robert Pattinson as Batman, Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, Paul Dano as the Riddler, and Colin Farrell as Penguin. Here's the trailer.
Fear is a tool. But when that light hits the sky, it's not just a call. It's a warning.
I can take care of myself.
If this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only gonna get worse for you. Maybe we're not so different. Who are you under there?
I'm vengeance.
Except for the fact that he got his name wrong. Sounds very exciting.
The Batman is out March 3rd next year. DC also revealed a Black Adam teaser, which stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson as their latest superhero. Or is he a villain? That's the big question. Starring alongside Johnson is former Bond star Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate. Here's the teaser.
I've never seen the likes of it before. Having done James Bond for 10 years, 4 films, nothing compares to this. Leading the whole charge is Dwayne Johnson.
He's more brutal, uncompromising, fueled by the depths of his pain. He's Black Adam.
Mm. Interesting take on a trailer where all the actors sit around and talk about it.
Well, there is actually a teaser trailer if you want to watch it. It's just very dramatic and no talking, so okay, you can watch it for yourself if
very,
you like.
Very visual. Very visual. Doesn't work that well for us.
Yes. Black Adam is out July 28 next year. Staying with superheroes, rumours are that Marvel boss Kevin Feige is trying to get Daniel Craig in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a villain. Rumours are that Craig was originally eyed to play a rebooted version of Magneto. Those rumours have never been confirmed, but they are looking to revive the X-Men universe somehow, so he could be in talks. Wouldn't be the first offer he's received from Marvel, though. Apparently, Craig was offered the role of Thor, but decided to turn it down, and our very own Chris Hemsworth got the role.
It would have been quite a different Thor, wouldn't it?
Really would have.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.